Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness, and this is episode 43.
R-I-T-I-C-U-L-O-U-S, The Ridiculousness Monday.
But I don't know, that's probably about good.
That's probably enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that.
See, yeah, that's the thing. It's always good to have a look at your levels as well. Although, I've actually started normalizing it and compressing it.
You're getting gooey, computer, now.
I didn't fucking know what that was. Like, I knew what normalizing was, but, like, I didn't really understand, like, how much it's going to affect my podcast.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, compressing, I didn't know anything about that either, and it started fucking working now. It's a lot better, because these microphones are shit. So I'm getting an upgrade soon, though. I've got a mixing bank.
This is exciting stuff.
Yeah, exciting stuff, but I've just got to work out a way of, like, well, I've got to get a cable, I've got to get a microphone jack, you know, the guitar, like, lead to USB cord, which is 5 meters long, because I'm going to need it to be pretty big, because it's got to go into the front of my computer. But
there's,
I want
to
do them
places to get that
in the kitchen. But there are places, I found some, but they're, I don't know, I've just got, it's what we were talking about earlier, it's budgeting, isn't it? I've been laying it all out, it's like, yeah, I can afford the £20 for that cable, and then when it actually comes to payday, it's like, yeah, strike off all the unnecessary shit.
I've got to buy something goofy and stupid today,
that I'll never use beyond the next hour and a half, so I won't get the thing I need anymore.
Oh, brilliant. This lovely voice that you can hear in your ears is returning guest, Jeff Magnum P.I. Steele. Fucking, I don't know, it's a nickname I've given you. Every time I hear your name, that's what it says in my head.
I like it.
Yeah. I like it. I don't know, Magnum, I think, just
I haven't got a moustache, by the way.
You have got a moustache.
Right? I got lazy this week, I'm off.
Oh,
I'm
there off we go, work. Nice.
I'm off from official work, and on with outside work.
Well, you've got two jobs essentially. One you did last night.
Yes.
Yeah. Where were you last night? What was the venue?
I was at the night's called Touching Cloth, and it's at Dirty Dicks. This is brilliant.
Wow. This sounds like
which is a
strip joint.
Yeah, I know. I thought it sounded like a really dodgy gay bar, but it wasn't. place called Dirty Dicks. It's Liverpool Street Tube Station, come out like the glass arch bit, and then it's like on the left hand side just across the road.
Oh, nice.
So it's easy to find.
It's always good to have it.
It's every Tuesday and Wednesday as well. So.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
Even if I'm not there. Well, so, if I am there, it's clearly going to be better.
Infinitely better.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's fucking cool. Because I can relate a little bit in that I've done stage work, and I know the fucking buzz that you get from, like, just even getting a laugh from a line that somebody else has written is fucking like, yeah, I fucking nailed that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's got to be even more, like, compounded when it's your own stuff that you've thought about, and you know what I mean? And it works.
Yeah. Although, as I've, like, started to become more sober, I realised what a bad influence I am on myself. I'm dangerous to be hanging around. I should not be hanging around with me anymore. Just get myself into needless trouble.
You
stupid situations.
But that only leads to funny material, though. So I think you need.
I could just write it and not have to live it and get back to people. Need to be warned about these things. I think I'm getting better at avoiding trouble now.
Good. You're recognising it, and that at least gives you the choice. You're having a proper choice, because before, like, I would just find myself, like, balls deep in trouble, and I'm like, shit, I don't even fucking remember the choices I made to get to this position. But, like, if you're starting to realise earlier, you've at least got the choice to, I might walk away from this moment now. This is getting a little bit much.
Yeah. I think having a girlfriend helps, because no one wants to have that conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, so do tell me again why you woke up in a bin. I wasn't drinking last night, I don't know what happened. They had some cough medicine that just didn't quite agree with me, and I don't know, some hallucinations that I blacked out.
Some bigger boys came along and threw me in it. It was terrible.
What are you doing in my garden? Well... Who knows?
No, the only time I've been caught in somebody's garden, I think, was when I was being mugged. Because they forced me into like somebody's garden. It was round a hedge, so it was out of the street. And then the owners looked out of the window and told us to bugger off. Bugger off. Get off my ground.
Just like, start.
I'm getting mugged. You're taking my phone.
Did you say that? Because that's a good line to go with.
No.
They're not going to help you, but it's just good to have a witness.
No, I'm... Whenever something like that happens, I just get frozen with fear. I'm terrible.
Oh, yeah. No one thinks in those situations.
I can't do anything in those situations.
No.
Unless I'm really fucking drunk. In which case, I'm picking up a bottle, I smash it against the wall, I'm like, come on then, you fucking cunts. We're going to take you all on. I'm a fucking prick when I'm drunk. Really wasted drunk. I get very aggressive.
To be honest, I'd probably take him out for a drink or something. That's who I am when I'm drunk. And then they'd be waking up in a bin and they go, what the fuck happened? Like, I used to like say to people, like, as a bit of a joke, like, no one survives a night out with me, right? Which is technically true, but the worst thing, I'm the first to go. Like, I'm the one that's coming off worse. It's just other people are dragged into it slightly.
They're just pulled in by the
even
the
if
force.
They're just trying to stop me getting involved in a dangerous situation, or they just come along to be a witness.
Yes,
like we've just discussed.
Or maybe even just join
just
in
to have a witness.
Yeah.
When he does eventually get killed by these people, we need to know where he is so we can tell the police and they can get people to identify the body and things like that.
We can get the dental records. Good time.
I mean, I'm not a dangerous person to hang around with, but I am, but I'm not. No real violence happens, but you won't want to be talking in the morning to anyone.
Yeah, no.
No one wants to tell the police exactly why they've just had to run from a house in just their pants and they have rope burn on their neck. No one wants to say
Nobody wants to know where those carpet burns came from.
Exactly. Because all they're going to say is, why did you go there then? Did you not have some sort of inkling in your mind that something was going to go wrong?
I don't even remember... Getting in there. I woke up and I was there.
Well, to be honest, we were just being a witness for this guy. Could happen.
We're just there to corroborate the story. Actually, we're journalists. We're going to put it in the next issue. Oh, talking of journalism, I'm in the fucking local rag.
Yes,
we
you
get
are.
Get Reading. Yeah. Page 28, motherfuckers.
Nice.
Fame's coming my way. I'm the motherfucker in the dragon, apparently. Dragon onesie.
It's a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur onesie, but that's okay. I told them it was a dinosaur onesie.
On a side note, I got the what was not was song on my iPod now. I walked the dinosaur.
Walk the dinosaur,
song.
Fucking brilliant!
Yeah. I came on Radio 2 just before I left as well.
Nice.
I was like, this is the best.
Playing
day
it the
ever.
Other day. Yeah, I've got that fucking.
Put on my iPod.
I've got it on my. I've lost my fucking iPod.
No,
I've lost it somewhere. I don't know where it is. I thought it was at home, and I've looked. At home, and I can't find it. So I thought it was at work. So I've looked at work, and I can't find it. And I don't know where it is. It's really fucking annoying.
You checked all your pockets?
Yes. Yeah. And also, more importantly, my girlfriend has checked all of my pockets. Because I just do the man look thing. I just go, not there. Fuck it. Can't find it.
I tend to look in a pocket, get distracted by what's in the pocket, forget entirely what was going on.
Well, I'm the motherfucker who will walk around with a lighter in his hand and be like, has anyone seen my lighter? It's around here somewhere. Yes, Martin, it's
like,
in your hand.
Put a receipt out, I'm like, oh, what's this for? Like, oh, yes, I remember buying that. That was a good day, that was, yes.
What's a good
I remember
day.
I was in Warsaw, and I decided I really wanted that Scotch egg, and I bloody went in and got one. Best decision I made that day.
Premium Scotch eggs, deli counter, £1. They're fucking amazing. I bought one the other day. Nice free range egg inside. Yeah. Chunky, good yellow bit, and really nice sausage meat on the outside. Do like a good Scotch egg. And that was a fucking good Scotch egg.
My mate had a Scotch egg at a real posh dude that he was doing security for, which was quail's egg with something else on the outside.
Wow.
He was like, nicest thing in the world.
Quail's
like,
eggs are fucking tiny.
I know. How do you posh up a Scotch egg? It's like the scabbiest bit. I love them, but they are the scabbiest bit of food in the world.
They are, unless
you can't make it
properly. Like the one they've got for sale,
that's
the
like
premium
a high-class hooker.
It's a high-class
hooker. You're getting AIDS. It's just how your concern to it is different.
You're equating getting AIDS with eating a pork pie. A pork pie, a fucking Scotch egg.
Well, yeah, if you get a good one. But the thing is, like,
the ones that you get on the deli counter, they don't contain AIDS. I'll tell you that much.
No, no,
it's
no,
the
no,
cheap
no.
ones.
No, not from a good supermarket. If you buy from a petrol station, chances are. No, but like with a real posh one, you probably won't check. You just think, well, I just feel really ill today. But if you got like a real skanky like Scotch egg, then you'll go, probably the Scotch egg.
Probably that. It was green. Yeah. Shouldn't have eaten that.
Although you should be asking yourself, time. I've never had quail's eggs before. Maybe it was that.
I've had quail's eggs before. Quail's eggs are fucking delicious, but they are tiny. They're fucking tiny. Another thing, I got
like a mini egg.
I used to have rats. I used to keep two rats, and they love quail's eggs. They would just sit there, like holding it like it's an acorn, and like burrow into the top, and then suck out all the eggy goodness. They fucking loved them.
That's
they were
how
expensive
I eat a
as
cream
fuck,
egg.
But I used to sit there and watch a rat do that with his quail's egg.
That's the poshest rat in the world, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Only quail's eggs, my dear boy.
I was turned onto it by a friend of mine at the time. Oh, this was years ago when I was young. Different. I was a different person back then. Young, carefree. Oh, long, nice, lovely, long hair. Luscious hair.
When does that stop? Like... for me, it was like 25.
Yeah, well, no, I was a bit of a late.
Stop. I calmed down. That might have been stopping the madness that was drinking like a loon. It wasn't even. It's still your brain.
In there.
Just don't forget that.
Well, yeah, no, that's true. It's it's still you driving this boat.
You're still driving the vehicle. It's just you've souped it up too much. And you're going to have a crash. So, yeah, I think that might be most the reason, but it's not the full reason.
No.
I think she's got...
It's good, though. I mean, drinking in moderation is all right, you know what I mean? And occasionally having a bit of a blowout's not that bad, but, yeah, you're not waking up broke because you spend all your money on booze.
It's unreasonable, though, because, like, I'll be pissed on the first drink, but it's just throwing as many down as you can. Because, well, if this worked out to make me feel this good, then 20 more
if
drinks,
I'm
going to feel amazing after good. That.
Oh, I know, it's going to be brilliant.
I'm not going to remember a thing. And I'm going to have to gather witnesses again. Only those people aren't talking anymore.
Oh, shit. Not going to get any of the stories from them now. Fuck. Three of them are in hospital.
And someone's missing a dog. I don't know why.
But, oh dear, I think that's the title of this podcast, I think.
Someone's missing a dog.
Oh, I don't know. No, that's a bit sensitive for anybody that has lost a dog. I think maybe that's.
I'm not saying it was me. Just how would you lose a dog? Like cats, I can understand because they don't really hang around. Like,
yeah, no, they'll just go next door and
eat
all
a responsible
their food
owner such as yourself would look after a cat really well because you are responsible enough. As are most people who lose cats, but just know that when they go walkabout, they're like me drinking. They've gone walkabout. They get into a situation. They're easily led. They go missing. Someone else has given them some drink and some food. They've hung around.
Like
but
this
a dog,
cool,
dogs don't leave.
Not really.
If the dog's missing, it's probably been hit by a lorry. Just face it.
Oh, sad times.
Someone has scraped it off the road and buried it and is not telling you a word.
Possibly cooking it. I don't know. Dog would be all right. If people have fucking eaten, been eating horse, right, and how long they've been eating horse for, we don't know. They'll eat fucking dick.
I was more surprised there was meat in them, to be honest. I was like, seriously? There's meat in these burgers. It's fucking...
Findus used meat in their lasagna?
Oh, I know.
God.
No, but they didn't even say it was meat. It said DNA. So
it's just... Well, that was the thing.
I saw it's still chewed up cardboard.
They said, and when we
but
tested...
But a horse has jizzed on it. That's what the difference is. That's not necessarily true for legal reasons.
No, no, I think it is. Findus cover their lasagnas in horse
That's what
jizz.
The white sauce is.
No wonder it was a bit stringy. Oh, God.
I don't know if you stir it. You're supposed to stir it halfway through. You can't stir a lasagna. But,
yeah. No.
You should.
Stir, you've got
you
to stir
anyway,
the white sauce.
Just
yeah.
to get the heat going.
You've got to cook that shit through.
You have.
At least they're microwave meals, though, which are like treated with fucking high doses
Cold
of radiation.
Horse jizz, not nice. You want the warm stuff. That's when it tastes the nicest. It's got its full flavour behaviour on it.
Oh man, they fucking did that on that Jackass, one of the Jackass movies.
Yeah. He
That's
drank that.
Fucking
oh.
disgusting. That is fucking disgusting.
He said something like, "I feel ashamed of myself now."
Yeah.
Afterwards, which he should.
You should, because that's fucking horse semen, man. It's gross. It was
drinking
thick.
That amount of any semen is no.
But then, well, then didn't he get like a buyout? By doing that, he got a buyout of something else that would be crazy and possibly threatening. So I suppose, you know, well, no, fuck it. I'd do the other thing. I couldn't give a shit.
That's the tip of the iceberg for bad, isn't it?
I always fancied that I could do a program like that, though. Some Jackass style kind of thing. I reckon I could get kicked in the nuts and fucking, I don't know.
If the price is right, I'd probably do anything if the price is right. Because everything has a price.
Would you do the show The Price is Right if the price was right?
That's winning toasters and things.
Would you do like a game show like that? Could you see yourself like doing that in the future? And it would be long term as well, wouldn't
like
it?
Hosting it or
hosting,
just being on it.
Hosting a game show, could you see yourself doing
I'd
that?
Host a game show, yeah. Although I imagine it would come across like the guy who...
Could you
like,
be the next presenter of Golden Balls? I don't know.
Maybe.
I'd
probably be like the guy who does voiceovers for like Come Dine With Me and Four Weddings and
nice.
All that.
Yeah.
Just
Dave
the
Lam,
real sarcastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant.
Funny guy. He makes the shittest programs amazing.
It's
Come
like,
with Dine Come Dine With Me. It's one of the worst fucking programs ever. But because of his commentary over the top of it,
it's the same
brilliant.
With Harry Hill on You've Been Framed as well.
Yeah, yeah. And
that would die on its ass if it wasn't for him. I don't like his stand-up show. Like,
it's too weird for me. I don't...
I don't know.
I haven't seen it now. Like, because I saw him when he first like came on the scene, like on Channel 4 and stuff like that, and I didn't understand it. It was fucking weird, and I turned it on. I was like, I don't like Harry Hill. And then he presented You've Been Framed and Harry Hill's TV Burp, and it was like...
Yeah, they're really good.
Amazing,
really good shows,
funny,
yeah.
But I don't know... If I'd still like the stand-up. My
it is,
loves
it's
the stand-up,
like,
though.
It's all like his costume, like big shoes, a big collar, and there's like big like ducks and shit running around on unicycles. He's like, what is going on?
Oh, do you remember the days when it was Jeremy Beadle, though? Jeremy Beadle presenting You've Been Framed.
Rest
and
in peace,
Beadle's
by the way.
About. Beadle's About. That was the best programme. Rest in peace. Yeah. He was all right. He had a few weird streaks about him. He was a weird man.
That was
I
a
thought,
hand,
but...
wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Oh, dear.
I apologise. That doesn't normally... I don't normally apologise, but I will for that.
Oh.
Rest in peace, my friend.
Rest in peace, Jeremy Beadle. I don't know. It was a fucking... I used to find that hilarious when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
It was the funniest thing I'd ever
How
seen.
I know I would, but I'm going to say now because it's not going to happen to me. I don't know how people can fall for that shit. So he was so bad. Like,
yeah,
it
was
like
always
an alien invasion
bad.
Or something like that. Or one
invaded by Mars.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
but the effects were so bad. It was terrible. And the people are like, I can't believe it. And this alien comes out and it takes his head off and it's Jeremy Beadle.
Start
like,
shitting themselves.
And fucking... And yeah, I would
they're
going to
take their car
time.
Away and crush it or something, and they start losing their mind and swearing and stuff.
Yeah, like the classic van off the pier one. Or... But yeah, like I say, like while I'm not going to be involved, I don't know how people can fall for it, but I would every time.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be so upset about my car being.
I would have to. I would hope that I would recognise what was happening and just go along with it for comedy effect. Yeah. But, no, I'd probably shit myself and lose my mind. And
I mean, you might think, something's adrift here. But then, at the same time, you would never think to turn around and go, oh, where's Jeremy Beadle? That's what you say when he's not there. Like, you've got a parking ticket. You're like, yeah, very good, mate. No, no, no. Where's Jeremy Beadle? No, you have a £60 fine. You can't park here, dickhead.
No, come on, where's the fucking cameras?
No, no, the clocks went back yesterday. You're actually early. Or forward. Backwards. The clocks have changed. Not that smart. So, it's actually 5 now, so you can't park here. That, you've got a ticket. No, seriously, where's Jeremy Beadle? It would happen.
Man, that motherfucker's dead. He's not turning up no more.
Imagine he did.
Oh, that would be the biggest prank.
That would be the best trick in the world. So they said about like apparently Darren Brown's gay or something, or has come out as being gay.
Oh, okay.
So like Mindbender and all that come out.
Mindbender.
But like <Yeah. laughs> they said about that, they were like the comedians were talking about that last night, sort of like, oh yeah, apparently he's come out as gay and everything else. But then it was sort of like, what if this is just part of like a show he's gonna do in a few weeks? I don't know how it's gonna make a show any good.
That's the thing with Derren Brown, right? Derren Brown is amazing. He's a fucking freak of nature, and he's got a crazy mind.
Yeah.
He has trained his mind to a fucking pinnacle of concentration and focus, and he knows what's going on.
But he can go back on himself now. See, so he goes, oh shit, I don't like the attention and all this thing. He can just go, that was all a trick. It was part of an experiment to see people's reactions to do.
See, but that's the thing. It's like,
what's
his name?
Trying to conduct a gay marriage or something. And,
that guy who stood on a pole for like 3 days or...
David Blaine.
Yeah. Like, traditional magicians, it's like, when they do the trick, you're like, oh my God, how did they do that? But then with Derren Brown and, you know, to some extent David Blaine, when they do their stuff, you're like, what the fuck did they just do? I don't even know what they did, let alone how they did it. What the fuck?
Derren Brown's amazing.
What's going
but
on?
Like,
I don't
David
know.
David Blaine stood on something. Anyone who's waiting for a bus is not impressed by that.
He's done a lot of
like,
fucking weird things.
It's like tightrope walkers. Like,
yeah.
Like, little kids and like, women are always sort of like, wow, he managed to walk along there. But like any guy who's like shared a bed with a girl will look at that and go, not only could I walk on that, I can get a good night's sleep on that thing. Because that's about the same amount of room you get. So it's all about perspective. But yeah, he still stood on something and then sat in a box.
He sat in a box.
It wasn't even warm. If you did that in like LA or something where it's like properly hot, they're being in a glass container for 40 days without a drink is impressive. Doing it in London where it sort of rains and you've got holes in the box.
I love the reaction.
Good trick.
In like America, when he stood on a pole for a amount of time, they all came out and rallied and supported around him. Come on, you can do it. Yeah. Cheering his name. He comes to London and people are throwing shit at him, taunting him with McDonald's burgers and all the fucking...
That's just British reaction, isn't it? Look, I've just done this wonderful thing. And?
I reckon he could have fucking done it for longer, but he just got so pissed off with all the reactions, like, fuck this.
No one was even counting. He could have just been done in a week and, like, gone, yeah, that was 40 days ago. Shit, anyway.
We lost interest after 5 minutes.
Could have been a stunt double, you know. No one cared enough, did they?
No.
He could have come out of a box and left at some point. Like, 3-4 in the morning. Like, who's about that's a decent enough witness to go, I should have got out of a box and walk off? You're distracted by a leaf blowing along like the floor. Fuck. Oh. Could I just have a friend with like a leaf blower just to distract him?
That's a really good idea.
And he could sneak off and like go and have a drink in a pub where no one cares it's him.
Yeah.
And he can go back. That's what he did in London.
You're alright, mate. Turn off the leaf blower now. Thanks.
Genius.
Oh, David Blaine's a twat, though. He is a proper twat. I can't be bothered with his shit.
His street magic was all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, for anyone who's watched The Masked Magician, like, Greatest Tricks Revealed, like, all his tricks are on that, and it's like... Mm.
But, you know, I had more respect for him, though, when he was, like, a street magician. Yeah, that was Dynamo cool. As well, watching stuff like that. It's fucking... It's cool. It's essentially performance art. You know what I mean? But he's just doing, like, tests of his endurance, which I suppose kind of harks back to the Houdini era when he would do, like, weird things like that, but...
They're, like, doing, like, an homage to him, but... It's...
I wish he'd like do a doing proper a cover song. Fucking it's the, die.
It's
that would
the
be
same cause... fucking song. Like, it's the same trick. It's like, wow. Like, he had something where he tried to like hold his breath like 20 minutes or something stupid like that. So he was in some fishbowl.
He was in a fishbowl.
And he like coughed or something. And then it was all going really wrong. But he still stayed under. I was like, it's not a trick. That's drowning, you idiot. I could do that, probably.
Oh, dear. Yeah, oh, I don't
not hold my breath for 20 minutes. And...
No.
If I could, I mean, like, for me, like, running 100 metres without passing out would be, like, a good trick.
That's a limit of my
But you'd
insurance.
Have to know me for that to be impressive. Yeah. Oh, shit, look, he's still standing and breathing and shit.
Well done, Jeff, well done. Have another drink.
Yeah, have another shandy, dear boy. You could, like... I know it's, like, complete falsehood, but, like, I can run, like, really fast when I'm drunk. It's like running on air. It's amazing. It clearly doesn't look like that from sober eyes. It's clearly zigzagging.
There's somebody doing the marathon
shitty.
Man down the road. Yeah. It's like Chariots of Fire all over again.
I'm gonna try to catch a kebab shop closing, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, I don't run. I can't fucking run. I've been trying to, like, jog. I could do jogging a little bit. I've jogged to the, well, like, to the college from here.
I have to be running
far,
for
really.
Something to, like, get somewhere. I look like, and even then, it's a real last resort. I won't really run for anything. Like, I was meeting my girlfriend in Nando's the other day, and they, like, got the table and ordered the food, so I did run for that.
Yes. But I'll run for Nando's.
If food's being ordered, it's going to go cold. I'm running, all right? I'm there. But
and
obviously
about
to see her and not upset her. That is key.
That's first.
That is
that
key
was first.
To the operation.
Yes.
Because like, it's bad enough getting to a cold meal, but like, you can live with that. It's fine. It's still food. You can still eat it. Like cold chips and cold chicken. Still good
nice.
Food.
Yeah.
Right? But I am not turning up to my girlfriend being upset because they ordered my food and I took forever and I was late. Right? I want to make her happy. That is my key thing in life with her. I want to make her happy, so I'm fucking running. Although, like, you know, like the Olympic marathon, right?
Yes.
It's like ultimate, like, you cannot, like, just stop. You got to finish the race, apparently.
Okay, yeah.
Like, if you're taking part, you have to finish. Now, once you know the first three have crossed the finish line, like, what are you doing? Why? Stop the mad, just fucking give up.
What's the point?
Walk, have a shit. Do Paul Radcliffe, didn't he? No, but like, why?
Oh, man, that was fucking bad.
I can understand 100 metres, right? Because for any threat, that's as far as you really need to go. Maybe 400 metres. But there is no reason to run 26 miles. Get a car or bus or train or something. Like, someone goes like, oh, you got to go like, oh, yeah, it's like 26 miles away to nearest whatever. Or like just to get a medal. He's like, yeah. Why would I bother?
26 miles away, there's a gold medal with your miles. Name written on it. Fucking go, now, go.
I'm bringing food, I'm walking, I'm stopping for breaks. It's going to be...
26 miles?
We're going to make a day of it. That's what's going to happen.
I'm going to bring a packed lunch.
Fucking running. There's a lion chasing me. After 13 miles, I'm thinking, fucking kill me. I'm done here. I am not having this anymore.
That's 13 metres for me. I've given up. I've eaten all of the onion rings. It's all gone.
Yeah. Quarter of a mile, I'm thinking of fighting the damn thing. It's not going to end well, clearly.
No.
I'm going to die if I run another quarter of a mile. Just from, like, breathing. I'd rather be, like, torn apart by a lion. Because that's a good story.
That is.
Not... Oh, well, he died running a mile. Because they'll forget about the lion. They won't tell you, he just ran too far and he died. Oh, right. Because there'll be no lion and your witnesses are clearly gone. So that's why that would be important to have witnesses there.
Yes. Although they're possibly going to get eaten by the lion as well.
Yeah.
If it's really hungry.
And maybe, like, if you had a dog with you as well, the lion, like, sort of bit the dog, didn't fancy it, too hairy, dropped it on the floor, and you're left dead and passed out with a dead dog. And I go, whose dog is this? And you'll be blamed for it, so you might as well die then.
Somebody's missing
a dog.
Why
you got a dog. I don't know why that was important.
I don't know. It's a lot of dog-related humour.
As an offering. Because cats don't like dogs. That's what it is.
That's what it was.
Cats don't like dogs. So, yeah, as an offering... Go, look, I know, like, I've clearly upset you in some way, but I'm shitty. The dog is so much better, and you don't like dogs. This dog torments your small cousin people that live in our houses, and so I think you should kill him. And then
that's it.
I consequently, from the running and now talking to a lion, who can't hear me well because he's got a mane, then I pass out, and he goes, no, I actually don't fancy him, because I'll probably smell after running that long as well. You know, it's not really worth it. And I've shat myself as well, because there's a lion coming.
Hmm.
So he leaves me, and I'm blamed for killing a dog. That's how that worked. That was far too much detail on a story that was complete shit to begin with.
That's good, though.
It was good.
Good improvisation, though. Nice, going out on a limb.
That really was going out on a limb. There was no need to explain that. There was no need to have the dog. It was going well. The lion thing, the marathon thing, good. Oh. That was just no. But still, I'm glad we had the experience of that.
I'm glad we went down that road. We would never have known what was at the end.
So, exactly.
Yes.
Did he ever... Oh, mate, I got more. Did the lion ever make it to the Emerald Sea and get his courage back so he could come back and eat me? Because that's what it was. He didn't have any courage.
Talking courage? About the Wizard of Oz. There's the new movie coming out. Oz, all powerful.
The beginning bit, the prequel bit.
Well, kind of, yeah. It's how Oz, the wizard.
Kuna's in it.
Yeah. That's the reason to go while I'm dressing up. I really like the look of the film. I think it looks amazing. No, I want to fuck Mila Kunis in the face. So...
And finally, I'm so glad I told that story now, because it's got us somewhere. But yeah, carry on.
Yeah, brilliant.
So yeah, you're going to the Wizard of Oz prequel thing. What is it called?
Well, I'm not going. Oz the Great and Powerful?
Oz the Great and Powerful.
Or the Mighty... Oz something or other.
The Mighty Oz.
I can't remember what it's called exactly.
It's got Oz in it.
Fucking looks badass, man. I'm really excited about it.
It does look good. I've seen trailers for it.
Go to the movies for that. Because I don't like going to the movies anymore.
I like going with my girlfriend because it's nice. It's not like it's not out. But I don't like the cinema. It's expensive. It's not even the expense bit. It's people like. It's like buying it on DVD, but I can't pause it. I got to listen to people talking, and like, if you go and see like a cartoon or like some immature kid film,
yeah.
Which is good to do, because they're, like, aimed at adults as much as
anything else. Yeah, they've got adult-based humour in them.
But mainly because they're brilliant. You always got, like, some kid, like, when I saw, like, the Simpsons movie, like, what's going on? I miss that bit. Fucking shut up.
I will beat you to death.
Kids in the movies is...
Next time I go running in the desert, I'm bringing you as a sacrifice for the lion.
I'll throw that to him instead of the dog. Pete Morgan, much better. Yeah.
Didn't like the lion. No, didn't like the dog, did you not? Well, check this shit out. Little kid. Fat kid as well. They're good. It's like,
little motherfucker.
The bones are so soft as well. You won't even hurt your teeth on this one. No. You're going to love this. Oh, yummy, yummy.
I'm starting to think of this lion as a kind of like a Jungle Book-esque kind of fucking animal.
Well, I'm saving
proper,
him...
like, personality.
I'm saving him the 26-mile journey. Because he doesn't want to run a marathon either. And the Emerald City is that far away. But if I can just meet him, like, nearer to where he is, so he doesn't have to be too far from home, where his kids and his wife are, I can help him get his courage back. We'll start with a child. We'll build up to me. We'll build up to me. And I'll get some UFC fighters down here as well, and you can have a go on them.
Yes.
But I won't be able to help you with that.
I reckon some of them would actually...
I'll be dead.
Fight the fucking lion. They're gonna, I'll knock that motherfucker out, man.
See, they should... at zoos. Like, I love the zoo. Like, I love going to the zoo. Because it's awesome. But part of me thinks like they should just have a section where they just... They have a lion just... And then just put some other animal in there. Like a giraffe or something. Like
Have the Versus series.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Because, like...
it's age-old question, isn't it?
About zoos, but,
really?
Like, what, why? Why do we have them? It's like, these animals are dying out, and so we're breeding them here. Why? They're not where they're supposed to be.
I mean, you know,
it's cold
back in
as
the
shit
days,
here, and you got a giraffe. What's wrong with you?
Back in the old times, it's kind of like the freak show. People maybe, have never seen these things before. So
I can understand that, but like maybe they're dying out and missing because you keep stealing them and putting them in shit. You know, stop it! It's cold as shit here. They don't want to be here. Like, I went,
some kind of sanctuary. That's all right. I don't mind an animal sanctuary.
It's
like
cheap enough to go and see them in the wild now.
Yeah.
Well, like, if you don't see them, you're pissed. So, yeah. I think what we need to do is have them over here in captivity.
That's what we need.
In cages, where they don't have to hunt anymore. They just get their food. It's a much better life. It's like a nursing home. They're dying off
in the rain, like David Blaine.
Yeah.
Well, we come along and taunt them by eating McDonald's in front of them.
We should get David Blaine to come back and do something. But then, like, when he's, like, in his box or whatever he's doing, just bring out, like, a giraffe just nearby, like, the other end. So everyone just turns out and goes, look, a giraffe. Be like, I'm doing a cool trick over here. And then it's like...
No, sorry, giraffe's way more fucking interesting. Look at his neck. How are they doing this? Have you seen them fight as well? Giraffes fighting.
Oh, no,
they do that neck slapping thing. It's crazy.
And
that video.
They apparently like kick real hard as well.
I bet,
like,
they do.
They can kill a lion if they kick him in the right place. I suppose. Yeah.
Why not? You know, a good solid
kick. But it's
that
neck thing. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. It freaks me up. They shouldn't be able to do that.
It's like watching metal people like... If, like metal fans fought like that, it would just be the best.
Smacking their hair together like, fucker! Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, dear, I've got one of my friends. He's into psychobilly, and he goes to gigs where people... The proper pits where they beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, like the good old days.
Yeah. He goes to those and gets punched in the face. It's crazy. I don't really understand it.
See, I say it's from like the good old days. Like, I wouldn't go in one now. In the same way that, like, when I was younger, like, you might, like, jump your bike downstairs. Like,
yeah.
Out in town or something. I wouldn't do that now.
No.
Oh, shit.
Fuck no. The most I could do when I was a kid was do a big skid.
I've seen too much now. I'd never let you fall off and do it again. You're not doing it now, you are. That's gonna hurt.
I'm gonna have to have a new hip. The whole fucking shebang.
It's like 10 years. Yeah, like after 10 years, like maybe even like after 21, you start to get like
decent logic on situations that previously you didn't have. Oh, well, this is clearly a genius idea. I'll swing from this rope attached to trees around all these other trees and jump into a hedge which might have spiky shit in the middle, or a tramp with a stick. We don't know.
As long as motherfuckers are filming it, that's the main thing, because...
Oh, I'll watch other people do it.
Yeah.
I can't watch people land on their heads, though, or, like, crunch their neck. That really...
Yeah.
Well, I can watch it, evidently. I've watched a lot. But it's just
It does make me wince, though. It's like, oh, mate, that did not go nicely.
I'm just worried about them.
Because there are some people, like, they do get... You know, they're getting hurt. Like, yeah, on those fail videos, but...
Oh, no, they're all getting hurt, but it's just...
The way I rationalise it is... They are being fucking idiots, so they deserve what happened. If it's like something like natural that happened, or you know what I mean, it's not their fault, then fucking, oh, that's terrible. But like when the people are skateboarding and they fucking...
When they land on their face, though, because like...
Smack themselves up,
I'm sure you've landed on your face before at some point, for whatever reason.
Yeah, at some point when I was a kid, but yeah, so not since I was an adult.
That is like a relationship that you got with, like, I can... taste it and I'm like, ow. But the landing on the head thing, so spinal injury scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, seeing someone land on their head just makes me uncomfortable.
Nah.
Especially when it's like, and there's no reason why this should be worse, but like little cheerleaders.
Oh, no, like, it is fucking worse. It's terrible. Cheerleaders get fucked up.
Yeah.
They really do. I watched a program
about it. Yeah, because
it's
just, it's done in such innocence at first, and it's all like happy, and then it's like, ooh.
Yeah. People get fucked up in America.
Snapped her face on the floor.
They do. Oh, it's horrible. And it's shit, because it's not really recognised as like a proper thing.
It's not a sport or anything. But like, well, it's more dangerous than American football that they're doing.
It's a competition, though. They actively compete against other teams.
Yeah.
So, although it's not really a sport, it's a competition still.
It's just lunacy, but it's awesome.
Yeah, but fucking...
If it goes well, it's amazing. When it goes wrong, it's slightly better.
Oh, shit, no, it's fucking disturbing. Oh, dear. Do you remember the fucking majorettes that we used to get in school? The chicks would have the sticks and they'd... flip their sticks about and stuff. The batons, that was it, the batons that they did.
I've watched far too much porn for that to settle in my brain. Yeah. So the one who stands at the front whilst impressive shit happens.
Yeah, and that's they that. Just they did the thing, yeah. Twiddle it.
This is not going well. Yeah.
What's going on in your mind, Jeff?
Wrong things. A twiddle stick is not what it meant 10 years ago. Only to me, you understand. Like, there was still that thing with older people. Like, my granddad would have probably found that hilarious.
Okay, yeah.
Twiddle stick.
Twiddle stick.
That worries me, though. Like, you know, like, you're sort of like the same as your parents, effectively, or like slightly different version. Cause whatever. It worries me that, like, my parents are probably as like pervy as me at times.
Yeah,
they just got a poker face on it. Like, if you bring like your girlfriend home and your dad's like constantly leaving the room, you're like,
wow. I wonder what's going on in the bathroom. The door's locked. It's been locked for half an hour now.
I've seen too much, my son.
That's an awfully nice blouse. It's a smashing blouse. That's a proper like Sid James.
Hey, win.
Oh dear, nice.
Well, that would be much worse if you had a girlfriend that like your dad was comfortable around, because then you know you've really not achieved your goal in life.
Ooh, yeah, she's homely.
No, because like my dad's like not good at talking to people in general, so I figure he's probably got a thing of not being able to talk to attractive women, so that's how I gauge. If he just does not know how to talk to my girlfriend, I'm doing alright.
That's a really good sounding board for it. I like that. There's an awkwardness scale.
If this is awkward and my mum's like closer to my dad, winning.
Yeah. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear.
I feel I've ruined the atmosphere slightly with that.
I'm thinking about my family. That's the only thing, yeah. And it's like, I can't.
That's the problem with saying things
say
like that.
Now. I can't say it now. This is not the forum.
That's the thing now. I've said that, and it's just, it's caused thought that it's stopped any conversation from happening. It's just like, shit, that actually does happen.
Yeah, of course it fucking happens. They're humans. They're humans, just like.
Like, I always worry about, like.
They get horny. Their fucking pussies and dicks need scratching, you know, like, so.
Like, proper granddads, like, that, like, have, like, a granddaughter that's, like, 18. Stick with me. Right.
Right.
That is the only 18-year-old in his life who's going to sit on his lap.
And yeah.
Does that not ever get weird for them?
Nah. It's got to get a little weird.
Nah. But worse, like, it's, like, how his wife used to look when he first met her.
Oh, shit, yeah. It's just like a
but like image. An improved version.
Yes, yeah.
Logic suggests.
I met you at the disco.
I mean, like, that same logic would apply to my grandma. Go, wow, it's like granddad, but better looking. So it's all about when you give her a hug, you press the balls and just...
That's it. Just give her a little
rub. Just to make her feel special again. Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Remember when the balls were not past the kneecap. They were where they were supposed to be.
There's a tingle.
Look at him with his hair and his muscles. The saggy pectorals and granddad. Look, his skin is still tight and he's... Ooh, just... Hold me to your arms. Let me go.
I've been watching some of the old vintage porn. Some of the old, from like late 1800s. Some of it really old shit. 1920s porn, and like maybe like to the 70s. I think that's been the scope. So there's been some really fucking weird stuff. I found this. Like, this bisexual video that was made in the 20s, where you got, there's two women and two guys, and the women are getting on with the women, and the guys are getting on with the women, and then the women are just getting on with the guys, and then the guys are getting on with the guys, and the women are getting on with the guys, and it's all a bit much.
But you're in too deep at that point. At what point do you stop the video and go,
leaving now? I've said this before, I'm not watching it out of... Oh, I'm gonna fucking have a wank. This is a real turn on. I'm watching it just out of weird curiosity. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, we've all done that. I googled really Brazilian fart porn on that
like
same basis.
It's like a silent movie, and they've got the fucking like text come up every like couple of minutes.
Ooh la la!
But that was some really fucking. You could see it was from a different generation because there were some proper dodgy words that were used in it.
It's like, for example,
I can't fucking say it. It's too rude.
Come on.
I'd have my podcast pulled off of racialists.
Oh, yes. Right. I forgot pre 1920. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking weird viewing. And the hair. Oh my god. Not just on, well, it is on a head, but yeah, the fucking vaginas were monstrous, man. You just couldn't, it's just a complete fucking, but
it's like a novelty
atrocity.
Now.
Well, it is now, yeah, in this day and age where pretty much if you don't shave your vagina, I'm not interested. That's fucking, if it doesn't look like the old Volkswagen Beetle bonnet, then I can give a fuck. Yeah. I'm not going near it.
They're like, when like I first like started with all that, it was like very much like it was rare for it to be a shaved one.
Yes, yeah.
But then, like, suddenly they were all shaved. Like, okay, cool.
Or at least, you know, like, trimmed, like, kept nice and neat.
Waxed is probably the best one.
Waxed is probably the best.
No pressure on that. But, like, if the stubble comes back, it's just... Ew.
There, that can cause an irritation.
It's not a visual thing. It's like, if you do, like, doggy style and your balls are whacking forward, it's like hitting Velcro or something.
It's when I'm doing, you know, doing the old cunnilingus... I'm going down there, my tongue is snatched.
You don't
want to
come up with stubble rash.
Yeah, yeah, you get fucking stubble rash. Like when you go to work the next day.
Have you had a cold? Have you got a cold now?
Mate, you've got herpes just all over your face.
You've got a cold. Your nose is really red. Have you been blowing your nose a lot this weekend?
Yeah, I have. It was fucking 5 o'clock shadow.
But luckily I've come in and then you're known as a trooper and you get that promotion you thoroughly deserve from... picking out your boss who had a stubbly one. This isn't... Yeah. But why would people be asking then?
Have you ever trimmed your old pubes?
I have.
When I was a kid, I
did. It's worth doing once.
You've got to do it once.
I'm going to do it now.
But fucking that stubble is itchy as fuck, yeah, man. It's really horrible.
I don't do it now. Which, why?
You know what I mean? I let it grow out of control. It was a bit monstrous. So I thought, you know, I'm gonna give it a trim, because you know it's good. I think, you know, pruning the bushes every now and then. But I used my like I got this like electric like thing, like with like the little, you know, blades, little trimmer thing,
clipper.
Yeah. But there was no like. Attachments on it. It's just the trimmer. So I was like, just kind of like hacking at it with that. And I accidentally slipped, like a kind of inverted Mohican, straight up the middle. Like, shit!
I remember.
I've got to finish this all off now because I look ridiculous.
I used similar thing once, and I slipped and cut dick. I'm like. Not too. It was alright, like, but a red line is going to raise questions later on. Like, it's fine, nothing actually went wrong, but if he's going to raise questions, so fuck, lights off for that one.
Yeah, this is going to be kept quiet.
It was an
for
error
a
that
week.
Could have gone horribly wrong.
Oh no. But yeah, so fucking they're growing back now, which is great. I'm happy with that. Oh dear, not doing that again. Fucking bollocks. I just left the, like, it's weird. It's two tone, like, I didn't do the bottom bits, I just did the top. So it looks like it's got a crazy beard. Oh no.
My arse is still really hairy.
I can't have a hairy arse because, well, like on the cheeks is fine, but like around my like anus or whatever, like you're there wiping for a fucking long time otherwise.
It's like
so,
Marmite's been dropped in a carpet. It's,
so
it's
like
horrible.
That's gotta be gross. Ugh. Fucking it's like Marmite.
It's like dropping Marmite in a carpet. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's delightful. Yeah. I mean, grooming, just, no, I can't. I'm too lazy to shave my face.
Yes. I don't know. I have to shave off my face. I don't like facial hair. I can't have it. It irritates the fuck out of my skin. But then shaving off also irritates the fuck out of my skin.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
So I've got my goatee, which I've just committed to. It's like a chin strap.
It's
inoffensive. It's barely noticeable, really, to be honest.
It's more the colouring of it that does that, though. The blondie. The ginger. It's not ginger, it's strawberry blonde. The strawberry blonde streak.
It's like blonde, brown, and ginger, and
yeah, blondie
it's got
brown.
Everything.
Yeah, mousy.
Mousy.
It's a dead mouse. But scared the lion and made him run. I'm going to stop that now.
Yeah, but it's no. Like, if I shave it off, like, no one notices. It's fine. But it's it's good to be there.
Yes.
It hides double chin well. I don't even know if I have a double chin anymore, but I don't really have a double chin at all, ever.
It's just there.
But should so. I develop one?
Oh, good Lord, yes. I would
no probably. One need know.
So those people who have like the sort of the full strap beard thing.
Yeah.
Like the line all the way around. That's just hiding double chin.
Yeah.
Or trying to give them a jawline they just don't have.
It's when like they've got it like proper trimmed and it's like just this thin like little strip, line, yeah. Like a pencil line. Man, how much fucking work do they take? How long is all that? That's too. They look too manicured. I don't like that look.
I don't like that in my man.
I don't like that in my man. I like a man who shaves twice a day. That's what I like. Oh, that's an old Mighty Boosh bit.
I've not seen Mighty Boosh, really.
Oh, dear.
I saw an episode, but I can't remember what happened in it.
No, it's pretty crazy stuff, really. Like, certainly the first series and the second series. The third series was as good. It was kind of losing it a bit. And they haven't done anything for a long time now, so...
Yeah. He did like the Noel Fielding thing.
Yeah, I didn't watch something.
I can't remember. He had like plastic cups on his hands or spoons or something. I don't know. But like, I'm not like a fan of that sort of thing anyway. For whatever reason, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of surrealist.
It's not really my thing. But like, I know somebody like loved Mighty Boosh and everything else, and saw that, and they were like. Look, even for Noel Fielding, that was just weird. And, yeah.
No.
But yeah. He's clearly done better than I ever have.
Well, it's just you got to get in that niche. That's what they found. They found a niche at the time. But it's kind of emulated from other things. Like, so
if
Flight of the
Conchords.
I put any
effort into anything in my life, by the way.
It's kind of emulated from Flight of the Conchords as well.
Yeah,
they're very similar. So, I don't know. That is, it's essentially like musical comedy. So
I hope that didn't come out.
I was going. Well, it's all right. Probably will. I'll leave it in there for posterity.
That's fine. Yeah. Make it look all professional.
Do you know what? I need to go to the toilet.
I think you should
badly,
go to the toilet.
So I'm going to go to the toilet. Yeah. Now we've got a choice.
Right.
Would you like to carry on? Because we can do that.
We can carry on.
I don't mind
on.
Doing that. Or yeah. We can wind it up here and go smoke some cigarettes and talk some shit. I don't know. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pause it.
We'll pause it and we'll make a decision once the piss has been made.
Ah, there we go. So, yeah. Right. Thank God for that. Like, fucking. You're right. I nearly did just go on the stairs. I couldn't fucking hold that. I was doing that thing.
The house shook.
when you were 4 years old and like you like pinch the end of it. It's like, no, it won't come out. Oh, dear. Fucking hell. That was probably one of the nicest pisses I think I've ever had in my life. The relief that came from that I actually got it in the toilet. That's just fucking brilliant. That's made my day now. That's...
You hold a piss for ages. If you need to go shit, like...
Actually, I'm pretty good at holding shit for ages as well.
But there is a certain point which I call champagning, right? Like when a champagne cork starts going. There is no stopping it.
No.
Get to a hedge, get to a toilet, and it's happening. Or you are going to shit your piss. Which would be a great opener if you turn up at, like, a wedding or something. It's like, I was going to go, I shat my pants. Good, because we were wondering what the smell was.
Nice. So, God.
That a mate told me about, like, he shat his pants whilst driving.
Oh, and he God.
Had to pull over.
and himself, which I just had this image of him dragging himself around the grass like a dog worming itself.
Oh shit!
I just threw my pants away. Have got hope. They never find a body there.
They find a body and a pair of some shitty boxes.
And apparently, just shot himself and threw his pants at it, and then just went away. Not that they would have your DNA, but just one wrong test at the doctor's and you are linked to a murder.
Well, yes, that's it. Ugh, gross. I've shit myself. Only once, though. When I was a kid. I was pretty young, man. I couldn't have been more than, like, fucking 11 years old. But I had a touch of the runny bottom. I had a runny bottom, and I needed to go to the toilet, and the lady let me go. So that was cool. I went, and I came back with a runny bottom. I needed to go again, and it was only like 20 minutes later, and the woman wouldn't let me go.
The woman, your teacher?
So, yeah, the teacher. The woman. The woman in front of the class. That fucking bitch. She wouldn't let me go. So I shit myself.
Look, I'm going to hang around in here being the worst air freshener in the world. Oh, or you can let me leave and clean shit.
The worst thing about this was that it was summer and the uniform in the summer was shorts. So I just got shit.
No, it's a fake tan. It's a fake tan. I guess someone farted. Are they doing roses outside? Are they growing those? Because I can smell this. Can you smell shit? There must be some fertilizing going on nearby. Yeah, I decided to fake tan my legs and not bother with the arms and face. That's why that's there.
They had to call my mum. She came and took me home and put me in the shower. So it was when I was living.
When you're a kid, though, you don't have that thing to turn around and go, "Look, I'm actually going to shit my
look, miss." Like,
tell them on the way out, just like, "I'm leaving your class because I'm about to shit my pants." Okay, but you don't have that at that age, so it's just sort of like,
no.
"I'm just going to shit myself and hope no one notices." you go, "No, fuck you, I'm leaving."
Oh dear. Fuck you, bitch. I'm running out. That's it. I wouldn't even say anything. I'd just run headlong out of the door.
I'm not going to ask
you
again.
Get out of the way. I'm going to shit myself. Get out of the way.
I'm shitting in the toilet. I'm shitting in your coffee on your desk, okay? So we have a choice now. Let me go. Or shit's going to get crazy in here.
Shit's flying about this room. Oh, gross. So, yeah. She let everybody go to the toilet whenever they asked after that.
So she should. What are you missing out on at 11 years old?
Like, it was, oh, fuck knows.
Go to the toilet. Sure.
I think she just must have thought I was trying to, like, bunk off or something. Or maybe I was, like, hanging around the girls' changing room or something, trying to get a flash of some, like, knickers or something.
If I'm in a meeting for work, no one goes, "No, you can't go to the toilet."
You're going to the toilet again?
Yeah. Like, dude, I really need to go to the toilet. I go, "That's fine, yeah." Hell, I think we could all go to the toilet now.
We might as well just have a toilet break.
Yeah, we'll have a break
for lunch. Who cares? It's 9 o'clock
then,
in the morning.
To be fair, like, if you have runny tummy or runny body or whatever, you just runny bottom.
It's a drippy tummy.
Yeah. You bring, look, I can't go to the meeting. I got this shit bad today.
Yeah. But then, you know, it's down to diet, mostly. Luckily, I mean, I haven't had proper shits for ages now. I've been eating good, clean, wholesome foods. And really, I haven't been drinking a shit ton, because drinking a shit ton makes me crap, horrible shit. Because I'll eat
the morning
awful
shit,
shit. I'll eat awful food when I'm drunk, so that doesn't help either. But that beer loaf that you lay in the toilet is fucking rancid.
Oh,
it's smoking when it comes out. It's just, I used to think, yeah, no, it's the heat. It's just reacting with the atmosphere. It's fizzling.
Sometimes you, like, he's not even drinking or anything else. I need to change my diet. I might be allergic to cheese. I should not have done that. Those burgers were cheap, but I shouldn't have had the whole packet.
It's when I have an addiction to peanuts. Well, nuts in general. Any nuts, I don't care really. But if there's nuts there, I will eat all of the nuts. And then I'll go in the cupboard and I'll eat more nuts. And I won't stop. I'm like a dog with food.
It's like when pubs used to have nuts out, yeah.
So, and eventually I'll eat too many nuts. And then my poo just consists of chewed up nuts.
Sharp shit as well.
It's fucking horrible. The worst fucking time. This isn't shit, it's sick. But I ate like 24 bags of crisps. And then I was sick. And the bits of crisps were coming out of my nose, and it really hurt. It was horrible. It was the worst sick I've ever been. But yeah, it's because I ate 24 bags of crisps. So what the fuck do I expect?
I remember at work, some guy was like, "This is when we had the smoking room." Like the chef would come in, like to have a cigarette, and I was sort of like, "Do you enjoy your breakfast?" to this guy, and. Goes, yeah, I think in future I'll just scrape it down the toilet and cut out the middleman. It's like, that is true. So I have never held a fried breakfast down for longer than an hour. It's like, why did I just waste all my money?
It's under the illusion. It's like, that will make me feel better. I'm going to have 3 sausages, 3 bacons, 3 eggs. It's all on
there. There is nothing like a fried breakfast.
I don't think I can eat any of this now. no. Yeah. Oh, God, I do love a fucking fried breakfast, though.
It's not like... People say, like, it's great for a hangover. And it is for about an hour. Then you got like double shitty sickness after that. Oh, what have I just done?
Oh, I've been doing my fried breakfast on a Sunday now, because you know regular Sundays off, pretty decent. Get some fucking bacons, eggs, sausages. I throw it all in. I can't.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Make a fucking meal of it.
I like 6 eggs and like an entire pack of bacon, 6 or 8 sausages depending on the size of the packet, an entire tin of beans.
Fucking black pudding.
I would eat.
Nom nom.
And then I'll have to call a plumber out and explain exactly. I don't know why it's blocked. Yeah, to be honest.
I hope you've got a plunger.
I started wiping my ass and then I had to go again. There's paper and shit in there. There's blood from over wiping.
Oh,
it hasn't ended well. You had an entire pack of sausages. I know.
They were just too good.
I have no sense of reality when I'm cooking and when I'm hungry.
I'm terrible. I will just keep eating fucking food until I'm sick. I can't help it. That's my proper, like, compulsion. I can't stop eating food. It's too much. Oh, I like food too much.
Yeah. But, like, if you're, like, out in town or something and... Just walking past all that fast food, you can smell it. That's when you're hungry. If you carry, if you manage to walk past it, and you go beyond the smell, like, you can happily go home. And like, wow, I just saved myself about 10 quid.
Yeah, nice. I might even get a taxi.
That's your reward. Oh, but man...
Like, fucking.
Because I live near so much fast food as you do.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
so like if I go out to like I don't know, get cash out or just do anything or just buy cigarettes or something. It's always like
I really fancy a kebab now. I might get a pizza or some Chinese. Or
to be totally honest, I
might
do
buy
have
all of it and just put it on the pizza and just fold it up and just eat it like a massive burrito.
Kebab calzone or a burrito. Oh, yeah. Fucking nice.
A full meal for three Chinese on a large farmhouse 18-inch pizza with three kebabs in it and just roll it up and just... when the paramedics finally do arrive, the plumber's gonna have to explain exactly what happened.
Nice. To be totally honest, though, I do have the best takeaway at the end of my road, though. Seasons. Caribbean, fucking amazing. I've gone there too many times now. It's fucking good. It's too. All of the food is amazing. I've tried most of it now. And it's fucking good.
Chicken, rice and peas, man.
Yep.
Oh
man, it's nice. Really fucking
see,
nice.
If I bought it though, it'd never make it back
chicken,
to mine.
Their fried chicken is amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, really, really good fried chicken. Oh man, it's making me hungry.
Which is... Why? We always end up talking about food.
I know, we certainly do at work as well.
Yeah, at work. It's a constant. Until,
I think...
So the voice of reason jumps in and goes, why are we always talking about food? Like, why are we always talking about food?
I think
food?
It's my fault because I'm obsessed with food. It's generally me that brings it up in conversation. I ate four bags of onion rings and two bags of bacon crispies today at work. Half a packet of double chocolate digestive biscuits. They're fucking amazing as well, those new double chocolate.
Yeah,
with
Vitti's
digestives.
One.
Holy shit, I've got the leftovers. I brought them home because most of the time I'll leave my snacks at work because, you know, I want them the next day and I'm trying to stretch it out. You know what I mean? Because
you take them home
and
get
all
finished.
Of my money. But yeah, I'll finish the rest off tomorrow. I've got, you know, cans of fizzy pops stashed at work now as well. Nice. Just, you know, because I can't. Now, I don't think I can survive longer than 10 minutes without having some crunchy things to put in my mouth. It's terrible. It's no wonder. It's a wonder that I'm not like
my
fucking 550 stone or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
I don't understand how I can be. I mean, obviously, I have put on a little bit of weight. A, since I stopped smoking, and B, since I went into an office environment.
Yeah.
Which is, you know...
But you still, like, get train and bus and everything else. You're still walking and getting exercise.
Yeah, I am getting some exercise, yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's enough, though, for the level of food that I eat. Oh, talking about that, though, we've got the donut eating competition on Friday. Yes, yeah. You're cordially invited, even though it is your day off. Holidays, like...
It's free donuts, I'm in.
Free fucking donuts. as many as you can shove in your greedy little gob. I'm really looking forward to that.
I don't know. I reckon I'll be really pathetic and I'll have like two and be like, I'm quite full.
Do you know what? I'm done. Well, like, because you can't... There's the rules. Lick your lips either.
Or I'll eat 10 and then I'll have like heart palpitations on the way home.
Can you like scrape off the sugar from the donuts? Is that allowed? Because it's the sugar on your lips that makes you want to, like, oh, I can't get all that stuff off my face.
But
that's what makes you want to lick your lips. But
you just wipe it off with your hand, like that.
I didn't lick my lips. I just
wiped
my face.
No, the rules. You can't lick your lips. I say that, like, I've given it a go, but you always just, from natural instinct, lick your lips anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Are they
going to
be, like, jam donuts or the ring donuts? Because ring donuts, I reckon I could stick fucking 20, 30 of those away at the time.
I'd do better with jam
donuts. Oh, okay. Because the jam, I'm always paranoid. I'm like, oh, I don't want the jam to come and squirt me in the aisles. Eat from this side. And I'm a bit OCD with them. But ring donuts, fucking... They're like two
donut jam
bites.
Is nice in a donut.
Yeah.
It is not nice on its own. So it comes in bags. So like, bag gets thrown away and it's got like... So you have stuff left.
There's
in it.
Residue. There's
but
always
like a
residue.
Toothpaste.
I'll have a little bit.
I swear, I had a mouthful once, and I thought I was going to die. The mouthful of donut jam is just
tastes like plastic. It's weird.
Does it get like heated up or anything, or is it just, like, does it get squirted in cold?
Well, it goes into a warm donut, so it sort of heats up a bit.
Oh man, fucking do love those ISB donuts.
Yeah.
Fucking, there was an article that I read the other day talking about retail that I think it was in a co-op, I think. They had dropped the name. It used to be, they had ambient sausage rolls, but they dropped the word ambient from the title because nobody knew what it meant. that's
save on printing. That's the
serving. That's like how it's displayed. They shouldn't actually have that on the fucking ticket in the first place. It's an ambient sausage rolls. No, it means it can be fucking kept at room temperature, you dick. That's what I fucking... It's a direction, not a title. Fucking made me laugh. But nobody in the store could explain what it meant.
What point in your life does it happen to you? You know, I don't know what... I don't know what ambient means. We should just call it a sausage roll. Think of the pennies we could save by not printing ambient anymore.
It will save time and money. Yes. Well, on that ambient sausage roll bombshell, I think...
That's ambience to the end of this.
Man, this. Oh no! You've got gigs coming up. We got a plug.
I have, yes.
Yes, plug.
Oh, which one? 21st of March. If this is done in time.
So wait, where? What?
21st of March. So it's next Thursday.
Yeah.
So not this Thursday.
Yeah, that's what right.
Yeah, tomorrow band's playing in Basingstoke, so that's why I'm confused. I got a calendar. I've marked things on, and I haven't distinguished whether it's stand up or answer. So next Thursday, 21st of March, the Oxford in Camden, Oxford pub, not far from the station, Shepherd's Bush Market on 5th and 26th of April at the Green Pub, which is on the crossroads as you come out of Shepherd's Bush Market tube station, turn left, and it's like a 3-4 second walk. There's like a crossroads and it's on the corner.
Okay, cool.
I would like to say can't miss it, but that's a stupid direction to give anyone. Yeah, Green Pub.
Cool.
They're the set in stone ones. Everything else is in the air.
Yeah, still TBC.
They sent me dates. I've sent back saying yes, and I'm waiting for confirmation.
Yes. So no, that's fucking cool. How do you set things like that up, though? How do you do that?
Send lots of emails. It used to be phone calls, like not even that long ago. Like you phone places, which is easier. But yeah, it's suddenly turned into emails almost overnight, which was weird.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's sending emails.
Oh, that's cool.
And making friends is the main thing.
Like, yeah.
Put on like a good show and then sort of be friendly with them.
Yeah.
And
don't be a dick.
Just get known, so when you do send an email, they're like,
Oh, yeah, we remember you. You were cool. You're welcome back.
Yeah. So, you know, like general life, you're nice to people.
Generally, yeah.
Then
you'll get on better.
Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, it's just that. It's just
nice.
Sending emails and going to open stuff.
Yeah. Open nights, the fucking test your metal positions.
Yeah. Or just like there is like comedy nights where they just have like a load of open spots and you just literally just turn up.
Cool.
Which is awesome, but you're not guaranteed to be on.
So. No. You might get bumped.
Yeah.
Getting bumped's got to suck a little bit.
I don't know, I've never been bumped yet.
Nice. Have you ever...
I mean, have you ever bumped somebody to turn up and I go, any chance?
I'll do it.
This is because I'm a pussy, not because I'm, like, brilliant.
Oh, man, this has been fucking cool,
I
man.
I book my shit. Okay.
Nice. I've booked this in advance. It's been in my diary. Yeah. I saw you've got it on your phone and everything.
There's one in Reading on 22nd of June.
Ooh.
There's Hubfest, because I host like Hubcap Promotions music nights.
Okay.
Which are at the College Arms and at the Sun Inn in Reading. But it's at Face Bar on the 22nd of June. He's doing Hubfest, and it's like loads of bands and some stand-ups and dancers and things like that. So that's worth going to.
That sounds like a really good event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Hubcap Promotions on Facebook. Check all that stuff out. That's worth doing.
No, I'm definitely going to fucking do that. I'll put a link up in the comments to that as well.
Yeah
definitely. That'd be cool.
Should be a good one.
As always, it's been a pleasure talking to you. There was a fucking insanity conversation in places. We went out there.
It was weird. Nice. We've touched new ground. Didn't need to be touched.
I touched new cloth. I think that's about it, really. Cool. Once again, though, thank you very fucking much.
Thank you, dear boy.
We'll see you again soon.
We will.
Bye.
Bye.